Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 12. Hey there, you podcast-listening mother-humping bears. This is the Nard, and I'm back to wreak havoc again. Haha. Yes, we survived Hurricane Rita last week. It's a good thing there was no damage to our house, and Houston was pretty much at the edge of the storm, so we didn't get that much wind. Yeah, well, the wind was strong, but not enough to blow away our roof. And, we just got some branches. And our fence got tilted a little, but there's no major damage. I'm also glad that no one got hurt. I haven't heard of any casualties. We drove around after the storm just to see what other damage the wind caused. So we saw some power lines and traffic lights blown over, some trees and houses. It was really bad in some parts of town. It's a good thing we got spared. And later on, I've been calling friends who evacuated to Dallas. I found out they were all partying. Well, good for them. They even got evacuee discounts from clubs. Dang. We should have evacuated. My friends were at the roundup getting coupons for free drinks. Some even went shopping and got 15% discounts at the mall. Must have been fun shopping. As long as they had the Houston, Texas driver's license or ID. Well, good for them. Must be fun shopping. We should have gone. Anyway, well, it must have been hard for them driving, going to Dallas for 18 hours. Wow. I heard people ran out of gas even, on the road and ended up camping on the side of the road. I think the mayor sent out gas trucks just to provide gas for these people, but I heard they're all okay now. Well, a friend of ours who stayed with us during the storm said that for the past 20 years that he's been here in Houston, this is the first time, gosh, 20 years, that millions of Houstonians evacuated the city. I think about 2.7 million. Something like that. And it's the first time they made the highways do a counterflow out of the city. It's amazing, but hey, it's too late. They should have done that earlier. They should have thought of that earlier. But it would have eased up the flow by Wednesday. They should have done the counterflow by Wednesday. But I think they only did the counterflow late Friday or late Thursday night, something like that. So it was bad. Should have done that earlier. Well, that day I got a call from a cousin too. She was in Mexico at the time, and she said, "You should run to Kmart and buy a life vest, a canoe, and a paddle." I asked, "Why?" Well, she said, "Because you'll never know how deep the water will be." I just found that funny. We're pretty high above sea level, and we're not in the floodplain, so I assured her we won't be swimming in water anytime soon. Well, I asked her, what are they doing in Mexico? They're just there using their timeshare. So I suggested that perhaps they should check out their timeshare in New Orleans. They said they tried, but the place they have a timeshare there in is now gone. Oh well. Maybe they can wait a couple of months before they can go back. I strongly believe that New Orleans will be back on its feet in no time. Well, I want to go back to New Orleans. I miss the bars there. Maybe next month I'll go. So I hope to see you guys there too. Check it out. Go to New Orleans. Well, I'm sure there's no more flooding there by now. I've been checking out the Planet Out website, and I saw this article about gay cruises by Stan Wu, and I'll just read parts of this article. It's entitled "Gay Cruises: Set Sail for Your Best Vacation Yet." I'm gonna read down a little bit. The joy of all gay cruises. In spite of all the fabulous cruising adventures available today, some gays and lesbians scoff at taking a mainstream cruise and opt for an all-gay cruise or all-gay charters by companies such as Atlantis, RSVP, or Olivia. I don't want to be seated next to the fundamentalist Christian couple. I want to be able to hold my lover's hand and kiss openly, or simply, I just want to party all night. These are the familiar reasons they give to justify their preference for all-gay charters. They're looking for the totally open environment, intense bonding, easy access to new gay friends from around the world, and sometimes the hard partying atmosphere. The only an all-gay cruise can provide. Yeah, I would say. A week in the sun of a luxury ship, holding hands, kissing, flirting, and dancing without any judgments is something many look forward to all year. If you're considering an all-gay cruise vacation, keep in mind that there are only a few scheduled departures each year. You must plan your schedule accordingly. These gay charters focus on the most itineraries such as the Caribbean, the Mexican Riviera, and the Mediterranean. Routes that may not be as appealing to experienced cruisers. Okay, here's an interesting part of this article. On the positive side, these ships wisely have learned to avoid historically gay intolerant places such as Jamaica or the Middle East. Yeah. For example, in 1998, the homophobic government of Grand Cayman refused to allow an all-gay Atlantis ship to dock and disembark its passengers, forcing the ship to another port. A boycott ensued, and gay trips to the Caymans are scarce indeed. Yeah, that's interesting. I would understand that. Anyway, why did I bring up gay cruises? Because there's going to be a bear cruise coming up. It's the Bear Voyage 2005. Yeah, it's sponsored by Bear Films and Rita Allwell Travel. Yeah. So, if you guys check out, let me see the website, bearvoyage.com, and it's going to be a Western Caribbean cruise. Nice. When is it? It's going to be on October 30th up to November 6th. Wow, it's a long time. It'll be departing and returning to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So reserved now, and space is limited, they say. So I'm plugging this because, woof, there's going to be Bear Films porno stars are going to be there. Ah, yes. Clint Taylor, Venus Cub. Woof. You got to check it out. Go to bearvoyage.com and you'll see there are pictures there. There are pictures, there are links to pictures of last year's cruise. And, okay, I got to tell you, this Venus Cub is just such. So it's just so gorgeous. Well, I happen to have some of their videos, and it's just nice to watch. It's very entertaining. Okay, just check out the website, bearvoyage.com. It's a cruise that's coming up, and you guys might be interested. Maybe one of these days, I want to go there. I want to see what's going on in a bear voyage. So imagine that, the middle of the sea, and out in the open with all the bears, and you can hug, you can kiss without anybody judging you, because, you know, it's like what I told you about the article by from Planet Out. Yeah, but here it's all. It'll be nice to be free and to get some very good eye candy. Don't you think so? All right. So, hope you guys. If you guys have any plans of going for a cruise, consider this: the Bear Voyage at BearVoyage.com.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, but sure.
Do you work out a lot?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
I have here a cowboy from Atlanta, Georgia. His name is Frank, and he is Cowbear GA in Bear 411. Let me read his profile here. 6 feet, brown hair, blue eyes, muscle bear in training. Just think of me as a BOMB. Okay, guys, what is a BOMB? I don't know what it is. Big old MB something. I know what a Bob is, yeah. But what is a BOMB? If you guys know anything, just email me what it is. I don't know what's a BOMB. I'm ignorant about that. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff here that he says here. And over at the bottom, he says, I am a multifaceted person who is looking for a long-term relationship with someone compatible. Take the time to get to know me and a world of possibilities unfold. Don't be afraid. I don't bite much. if interested, drop me a note. Pics are always welcome. Welcome is with a C-O-M. We'll check him out. Well, I have a treat for you guys. He's here in Houston. And I had an interview with him. So, here is Cowbear GA from Bear 411.
Hello, everyone. This is Denard with Frank from Georgia. Hello.
Hey.
Frank. Say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
Okay. So, Frank, when did you arrive here in Houston?
Got in on the 29th of September, which was Thursday night.
Okay.
Came in on midnight. Your airport's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that bathroom especially.
Ah, okay.
Concourse B, no.
Oh! Okay. That's right. I should keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Uh-huh.
Was that your name on the wall?
Oh, yeah. My phone number's there, too.
Okay. I didn't have pencil.
Anyway, okay. So, how do I like Houston so far? Have you been here before?
I've been here before. I came in 1995. I was on my Great American Quest to San Francisco, and I had some friends here in Houston.
Yeah.
I stopped, wound up getting tied up here literally for 3 weeks. And then after that, headed on back to other parts of Texas, and then up to California.
Ooh. Oh, wow, okay. We have visitors here in the back.
We have visitors in the bedroom.
Don't do it here, guys.
Close the door and run some water, please.
Run some water so we won't hear, okay? Yeah, Mark and Wes are here in the bedroom. They're going to do the nest. No, they're not. They're just checking out the bathroom. Anyway, so you're here in Houston for what event?
Like I just came by, passed through to see some friends of mine. You used to have a wonderful group here called Southern Country Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how I got started competing in the rodeos. Atlanta Rodeo asked me to help put on a dance competition, and I did, and there were a lot of people that were involved in the rodeo. Then it was Southeast Gay Rodeo Association, and they said I'd make a great steer wrestler, and I said, never tried that before. So I did it and got hooked, and that was 12 years ago, and then in 95, I visited.
You mean you're a dancer before?
I'm a two-stepper.
You're a two-stepper? Oh, wow, okay.
What is that?
Oh, hi guys, this is Wes. Hi, Wes.
What is this?
You're being recorded. Hello. Don't touch it.
It's recording right now.
Sorry. Okay.
Is this like an official interview?
This is real casual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wes, put your pants back on.
Why?
Because.
I only if someone puts the lube bottle away.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're a two-step away. He's gone. Okay, they're gone. All right. So you're a two-stepper before.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I guess, have you been to BRB here? You know, Bass River Bottom?
Yes. Oh, that's an awesome place. Great dance floor.
Oh.
Or at least it did the last time I was here in 95. It was a great dance floor.
Well, it still is. And they do a lot of two-stepping and dancing there too, still, until now. You should check it out before you go, when you leave.
I leave Monday morning.
Why not next week?
I am employed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
I may be single, but I do have a job.
Okay. Oh, wow. So, okay, let's go back to the rodeo thing. So you did the rodeo. What is it called? Steer crazy? What is it?
Steer wrestling.
Steer wrestling.
The gay rodeo calls it sheepdogging, and basically the event is... you have four to 600 pound steer that is loaded into a chute, and then you climb into the chute with the animal. And you, when the judges get down to you, you call for the gate. And in the gay rodeo, you have to get the animal's nose across the line that's 5 feet from the gate, from the chute that you're just in. And then you have to flip them on their back with their legs pointing in one direction and their head in the other direction. Fastest time wins.
Oh, wow. Have you done this a lot?
I've been doing it for about 12 years. 1996, I was the international champion.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Gosh. In Georgia?
No, international.
International. So where did you do it?
Finals that year was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The finals for the...
It goes around.
This year it'll be in Dallas, Texas, November 10th, 11th, and 12th, I think.
So I guess you're going to be there again, huh?
Coming into this weekend at the Houston Rodeo, I was... tied for 11th place, and with my scores this weekend, I should move into the top 10. Yes. And they invite the top 20 in each event to come compete.
Okay. Gosh, we gotta give me the link on that one so we could show the listeners where to look at if they wanna go to the event.
Very good. It's gonna be in Mesquite. I'm really excited. First buckle I ever won was in Texas, and that's pretty good. For a Georgia Cowboy to win a buckle and win it out of Texas, it's just a kudo.
Ah, okay. That's good. You keep doing it. So, what was I going to say? What's I going to talk about? What do you call that? What is it again?
Shoot dogging. Yeah.
Okay, what is shoot dogging?
Well, shoot dogging is steer wrestling.
Steer wrestling also? Oh, yeah.
That's the same event. It's just that's the term they call it.
So how do you do it? I mean, how fast do you do it?
Well, my fastest time has been 4.3
seconds. 4.3
seconds? Yeah, to flip an 800-pound steer on his back.
Oh, my God. What about a bear? It's easier, right?
Not really. Because with a bear, you got to buy it drinks, you got to get it drunk, and then you got to convince it that it really wants to go home with you.
Oh, that's right. It's harder.
Yeah,
it's easier with a steer.
It's easier with a steer. Plus, I start off when I get in the chute with the animal. I sing to it in Italian.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
You sing to it in Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What particular song? I mean.
Well, this year I'm doing Cante Patero or Mi Cara Bambino.
Okay. So. Wait. Okay. You're there on the steer.
No, I'm in the chute.
Standing on the steer, and you sing to it in Italian.
Okay.
And then when you open the doors, you wrestle in 4.3 seconds.
Well, I entice him out of the chute. Sometimes it's easier than others. And when his nose crosses the line, and boom, he's down.
Oh, wow.
Now, sometimes the steer wins, sometimes the queer wins.
Okay. Oh, that must be exciting. 12 years. Okay, so how about, do you go to bear events? Or
I've gone to a couple of bear events. I was in San Francisco. When I lived in San Francisco, I was... Mr. Lone Star Saloon in 96, and I got a wonderful chance to compete for Mr. IBR that year. It was a wonderful experience, and I don't regret it at all. Sold the most lottery, the most raffle tickets of anyone else there. I guess being on my knees that long really helps.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. Well, I've only been to the ones here in Texas. I've been to in Fort Lauderdale.
Just TBRU? There.
But yeah, I've been to TBRU about three times now. And Bears to the Coast, which was postponed this year. So I was going to do it next year. And those are pretty much the bear events I've been. But I've never been to IBR. I want to go one day.
It's a big event, and big events are wonderful, but they lose some of the intimacy that I think is one of the key things to the community. Being able to sit down and chat with someone, talk to them, you know, just get to know someone more so than their height, weight, and penis size. You know. I prefer to know kind of where they're from.
Yeah, so that's right.
That's hard to do when you've got a 4,000 bears on your back.
Yeah. So, do you have a bear profile?
I'm a bear. Bear 411. I have a profile there. Cowbear GA.
Cowbear GA.
At Bear 411.
Okay, guys, look at that. Okay, bear411.com/cowbearga. You guys will see the link on the website. Okay. All right. So I guess that's a wrap. It's getting late here. We're being kicked out. The guys are leaving. Okay. All right, thanks guys for listening, and again, this is Frank.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
I have some announcements to make. AIDS Walk, Atlanta. Let me see. AIDS Walk 5K run will be done in Atlanta, Georgia. You can check out the website at aidatlanta.org and follow the links to 2005, to AIDS Walk 2005. I found out about this from an online friend of mine. He's a bear in Atlanta, in LiveJournal, and let me read his post here. I will once again be volunteering for this year's AIDS Walk. This will be my 11th year volunteering for this event. I have done pretty much every job there except put an event on the event itself. I have found my niche in running the volunteer sign up area of the event. I and my team sign in volunteers on the day of the event and send them to the appropriate areas so they help put on the event. So, anybody want to help me? He's calling for you guys. Maybe if you guys are there in Atlanta, maybe you can help him out. At volunteer sign-in, you would be there in the Piedmont Park on October 16th from about 8:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you would be signing in the volunteers and assigning them to their proper area. Plus, you get a snazzy free volunteer t-shirt. The walk kicks off at 2 p.m. There's also the first time this year a 5K run at 1:45. Well, most people make a day of it and go other areas or go and see the AIDS quilt. There will be over 250 panels of the AIDS quilt on display at the event. If you have never seen the quilt display, please take the time to stop by and reflect on what this awful disease has done to our world. Yeah. Okay, so if you can volunteer on the website or contact me directly. Yeah, Greg. If you want to volunteer for other areas of the event, see the website for details on what opportunities there are. And trust me, there is a great need for volunteers. You can contact me directly at gregbarrettprideops@gmail.com. This email, I'll post this email on the Bear Podcast website, so you guys can contact him if you guys want to help him out. So again, that's AIDS Walk, Atlanta. And you can find the link. You can the link is aidatlanta.org, and go to the links going to AIDS Walk 2005. It's going to be on October 16th. And let me read the blurb here. AIDS Walk Atlanta is the Southeast's largest AIDS fundraising event, raising over $1 million for people having with HIV/AIDS in Georgia. AIDS Walk Atlanta is a fundraising walkathon that begins and ends in Piedmont Park. You know what? I myself have strong feelings about AIDS Walk, like because I do have friends who are HIV positive and some have AIDS already. and it really I feel sad for them, and the only thing the one thing I could help really is really join the AIDS Walk here. So last March I did march with the Houston Area Bears and march with my friends and James and the others, and I kind of dedicated that walk that I did to my friend Brian. He moved to Missouri right now. He's now in Missouri, and he's there, and us here in Houston miss him a lot, but he's there, and thinking about him. So I dedicated that walk to him. So anyway, let me go on with more news. How about some bear events, upcoming bear events that happening around the world. Well, maybe not around the world, most of the some parts of the world, and mostly in the U.S. Okay, first let's go to Las Vegas, Nevada. It's called Lucky Bear Weekend 2005, a fun-filled, uncomplicated Las Vegas weekend for bears and friends from all over the U.S. and beyond, with lots of extra time for gambling, shopping, being a tourist, enjoying a new show, and or having fun with local bears. We're already half full. Don't forget to reserve your room ASAP. That's Lucky Bear Weekend. Where do you find it? The website is luckybearweekend.com. Check it out. If you're in Las Vegas, check it out. All right, next. Buffalo Bear Trap in Buffalo, New York. Yes, it's going to be this coming weekend, October 7th. Wait a second. Let me go back. Yeah, these are all happening on October 7th. Join the Buffalo Bears and hundreds of bears from around the U.S. and Canada for a weekend of party, laughs, and hot bears. The Buffalo Bears decided to organize the Buffalo Bear Trap so that bears can converge together in the city that was made famous by the Erie Canal and chicken wings. All right. So, check out their website at BuffaloBearTrap.com. You'll see these links on the webs on BearPodcast.com anyway. So I'll just mention them here and check these out. Next, Big Men's Weekend, Palm Springs, California. Yay! Yes, I love Palm Springs. Maybe hot, but gotta try the tram there. Anyway, okay, Big Men's Weekend, Palm Springs, October 7th. Attention all big men and guys who love them. The annual Big Men's Weekend in the Desert is held at the Cathedral City Boys Club, which is the largest clothing optional gay resort we have to offer there in Palm Springs. With our attendance up to 375 people from all over the world, you will be sure to have an awesome time while getting your tan on. For more information, go to amatterofpride.com. Let me see the other links. You can also check out bigmensweekend.com. That's it. That's in Palm Springs, California. Okay. How about in Missouri? Ava, Missouri. Hollo Bear Fest. Join the Driller Bears of Oklahoma. They're doing it in Missouri? For the annual Halo Bear Fest held at the Cactus Canyon Campground in Ava, Missouri. Okay, that's why. It's the Oklahoma Bears. Okay, check out drillerbears.com and you'll see the link to this event. So if you guys are in the vicinity, maybe if you're in Dallas or in Kansas or in your Oklahoma, just check it out. Go to this website, drillerbears.com, and join the Driller Bears of Oklahoma for their Hollow Bear Fest. Okay, next event will be in Sevilla, Spain. Guadalquivir Convergence. The Guadalquivir Club was created with the intention of coordinating the activities of bears, chubbies, and chasers in the city of Seville in the south of Spain. Yes, this is the 6th International Convergence. It's going to be October 7th to 11th in Sevilla, Spain. Check it out, Convergence, convergence.com. Yes, Convergence. Should be in the website. All right, how about back here in Texas? It's going to be in Austin. It's the Back to the Woods on October 7th. Austin, Texas. It's by the Heart of Texas Bears. The Heart of Texas Bears invites you to join us for a weekend at the TCC land site at Buzzard's Peak. 3 days, 2 nights, camping under the stars with hot bears in the woods. Starting at $65 per person, the fee includes all meals, entertainment, plus a run pin. You don't have a tent or a trailer? Stay in the bunkhouse. A limited number of indoor accommodations are available for a nominal charge. For an application email, you may email bttw at heartoftexasbears.org or go to the website at heartoftexasbears.org. All right. How about back to California? It's Ventura, California. It's the bear event. It's called Bears Ventura 10th Anniversary. The Bears Ventura, the little club in California with a big reputation for a good time. It's celebrating their 10th year with a bang. Saturday night, dinner show and a dance party to follow. Sunday brunch and tea dance with beer bust at Patty's in Ventura. They've got a lot to celebrate. 10 years of fur and fun in the VC. Get more details at our website, bearsventura.org. Yes, check it out. And last but not least, the October Dance in Minneapolis. It's going to be on October 8th, Saturday. The North Country Bears of Minnesota proudly presents October Dance. October, B-A-R. And silent auction on Saturday, October 8th, 2005. The festivities will take place at the James Ballantyne VFW, located at 2916 Lindale Avenue South in Minneapolis. The dance will be held from 7:30 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. and will feature classic disco selections from 70s and 80s by a DJ. Wow, look at that. Bears dancing on 70s and 80s music. That'll be cool. The silent auction will feature local artists' works and gift certificates from local GLBT-friendly businesses. Bids on all items will end at 10 p.m. Cover charge will be $10 per person at the door. A cash bar will be available. Yep, check it out, the October Dance in Minneapolis. I want to go there once. I want to go to Minneapolis one of these days. It should be fun. Okay. Oh, by the way, I was talking about Atlanta, and speaking of Atlanta, yeah, I got an email from the president of the South Bears Atlanta. They're offering a free ad space for me on their newsletter. Well, thank you. I got an email from Greg. Thank you very much, Greg. Yes, I will take you up on that. I will send you. I'm not very good at graphics, okay? So I'm just gonna whip up something for you, and then. I'll just email it to you. Yeah, thank you very much to the Southern Bears Atlanta. Also, I got an email from Jack a few weeks ago, and I think he's from Austin. It's about opinions on taking pictures on nude pics in pool parties. I'm bringing that up again because it's a topic that I've been coming across with for the past month or so with people and friends. Well, that's going to be a big part of the show. Because I got some other feedbacks and interviews to play along with it, so I hope to get that in the next show. Okay, Jack. So I'll be featuring your email that then. All right. So here's a voicemail.
Hey Maynard, this is Jeff from Houston. It's a Friday afternoon. I'm just getting off work, and it's Miller time. I just thought I'd give you a call and say hello. We love your bear podcast.
Yes, that was Jeff. He's a friend of mine, and I've been podcasting with him for some time now, with a few episodes. And yeah, if you guys missed out on last week's bear podcast, episode 11, it was funny. I did that on a Thursday when everybody's evacuating and stuff like that. You know, we were just staying at home. I podcast, I record my podcast for episode 10. And then episode 11, I did that on Friday with Jeff. I called him up. We were chatting on the phone. And I did two podcasts last week, and you guys may have missed episode 11. So go back one episode, go to the website bearpodcast.com and check out episode 11 if you have missed it. And since I do this weekly, it was just unusual for me to send that out. Okay, how about an email? I got an email from my friend Justin. He's in Oklahoma City, and he says here, "Hey buddy, hope you guys weather the storm well. If you need anything, let me know. Your latest podcast, as always, was great. This one was especially good. It was like a story unfolding. I appreciate everything you have done to help me out as well. Big hugs to you, buddy, Justin." Yes, he's Justin from Oklahoma City, and he's the one who had a problem at home. And yes, please visit his website. He's got he had a problem and he needs and I offered to help with the donations. So if you guys have any extra money with you guys, there's a link on the website. Go to donate to donation for JDT OKC. There's a link there on the website, so check it out. And I have a link there for him, so you can go to a PayPal link. My computer is making so much noise. But anyway, oh my god, it's my hard disk. It's giving way. Okay, so check out the website, bearpodcast.com, or you can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. You can also give me a call at the voicemail line. That's 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave me your best voice message and I will play it. And hope you guys enjoy the show. I had so much material this time and I have more next time. So many topics, but I have to spread them out. So I'm glad that I've reached about episode 12 right now. And last August I had about 680 downloads, people listening, 680, and last month I got over 1,000. Wow, it's good to hear that many people are listening. So tell your friends about Bear Podcast, and you could subscribe to iTunes using a link that I have in the website, or you can go to feeds that you can go to http://feeds.feedburner.com/bearpodcast. You can subscribe by iTunes by that link. Or you can also use iPodder and iPodder X. I heard that iPodder X has a new version for Windows. If you guys are Windows users or Mac users, you can download using the link that I gave you. Anyway, so I hope you guys have a good day. Again, this is, I'm recording this on a Sunday, October 2nd. I hope you guys Have a good weekend and a good week. And until I get in touch with you guys again next week, email me, send me a voicemail, and I'll catch you again later. Okay, so that's a wrap. Many boofs and many hugs, guys. Bye.